You're listening to SBS News.
Annette Lee from Sydney is spending a lot of time with her four-year-old miniature Labradoodle, Wookie. The freelance journalist and swim coach is usually in and out of her home working, but the coronavirus situation has upended her and her pet's typical routine.
Sometimes it's like, are you okay? Shall we go and get the ball? And let's cheer you up with the ball. Let me just sit next to you. And he is like that normally. But there's definitely an increase in that sort of, I've got to make you happy.
Now that her work has reduced because of COVID-19, Wookie follows her around the house. Mrs. Lee knows separation issues may arise once the pandemic is over and life returns to normal.
I think dog owners and cat owners are just going to have to be aware that their animals will miss them when they go. And I certainly will. You know, if I had my way, I'd take him everywhere with me, but as a swim coach, he's not very welcome in the swimming pool.
The extra access to animals at home can be positive for the mental health of pet owners while they are in isolation. Dr. Kate Mornament is an applied animal behaviourist and deals with separation anxiety like this dog is experiencing. She's advising people to prepare their pets for reduced contact before heading back to the office.
They tend to associate us with everything good in their life. You know, we feed our pets, we spend time with them, we pat them, we take them for walks, we play with them. So when we're home, their life tends to be a lot better than when we're not. And so what may happen when a lot of us return to work is that the pets experience anxiety because we're no longer there.
Some of the strategies include reducing attention and walks to avoid a sudden cutback, which can cause animals distress.
We really need to consider our pets' well-being as well. And if we don't go about gradually getting them used to us not being there full-time, it's going to be harder to resolve once we're at work full-time. So putting in that little bit of extra work and effort starting now, will pay off for many pet owners down the track.
Pet owners have been eagerly enjoying daily exercise, walking their furry friends in their local neighbourhood, because it's one of the main reasons to leave the house. Although this activity is a chance to socialise at a distance with others, the RSPCA recommends staying 1.5 metres away from others during dog walks outside. The organisation also suggests hand washing after touching animals to maintain hygiene standards. Dr. Mornament is encouraging pet owners to offer animals rewards like toys and treats when they are not with people to show they can be happy when alone. Last month, the Australian Veterinary Association emphasised the main risk of coronavirus infection is between humans and said it's committed to animal well-being during the outbreak. In this video message, President Dr. Julia Crawford asks pet owners not to compromise the safety of their animals.
Our profession and pet owners across Australia are concerned about COVID-19 and its implications. The welfare of your pet is as much a priority for our profession as it is for you.
And not only have many animals been enjoying regular face-to-face interactions, their talents are being appreciated online in social media posts, uplifting the world during a health crisis. And you can get the latest news on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.